Surprised that a lot of you stayed around so long, and I appreciate that. And I'm amazed that some people can still stay along. I suppose the reason we're all here is because we didn't get invitations to the inaugural ball in Kansas City. That didn't get me 10 bucks. What I've done for this evening is take a collection of poems and put it together in a group, and they are done over the years. Several of them are very new poems, because I hate to come to this place without new poems. It's like people always ask you, are you writing? And you say no, and you're not. But when you've got to perform, when you've got to express yourself, when you've got to be in a glorious situation such as Doug has given us over the years, then you want to get it in the very best you can. I'm not sure I brought that with me, but if I didn't hear, they're certainly here. Bob Dyer and Becky and Anna is I won't say it's a hard act to follow. It is a consciousness that we should all follow. All right, what I'm going to do is just go through these pieces. Some of them were written before others, and I'm not going to take up all the time to explain how they got down. What these are doing, or what I perceive them to be able to do with your help, your imagination, your hope, is to see ourselves more clearly in this planet Earth. I haven't written anything about our new president. He's not here yet. No, that was not Fleck who came through the door. Nor was it who is your friend, Mary, or some Sam, or other. Well, it is me. That's all. Come to tell how some try. It's a trying thing to do. It is something to get by. Outside it is cold. Out there it's different. Perhaps night flowers try growing. Perhaps we all try too hard. What love does to anyone. Perhaps we do, and not too often. Let us become the fallen rock, released so as to have been thrown, deep sinking past all watcher's edge. How light leaves, breath stops. So no longer is it leverage nor depth to be mistaken for some poem. Come to the circle, now dying. Then so linked, as youth is linked, suspicious, waiting, and spacious so. Come to where how has been known and belongs remembered like thought, touching truth and begging its pardon. I said I wasn't going to talk much about these. I won't. I'll say some things. This is Michael Davison's 40-year poem. High in the high place does the man live, deceiving no one save himself. Reluctant, impassionate, tired, tried. All that way up, but knowing how to survive enough with himself and his surroundings, breathing, growing, giving. Giving to animals who tell him news from the valley where water tastes different and fish swim slower. She lives among greenery and flowers. In agreement that he meet her, they left him. The squirrel unspoken, the badger, wolf, turtle from the island, so outspoken as to contribute her beauty concernedly. The valley looked to him as a thought that perhaps beauty would lie elsewhere, things being different now. Waiting to be touched, effort. No. Now how what is to be reached becomes this or that waiting. In motion, is it how she moves? See? You, how you see motion? Her mouth moves, saying, maybe, moving her, rubbing her hands. How bleak her eyes blink. How the sound is part of it. Darn, she said, spilling something. You said yourself something dropped. Said, why does this happen to me? Who? By speaking this, it's you. Why does this happen to me, said the motion of her spilling. You remember the effort, the waiting. How unprepared are we touched? How often do we become bothered? Lack what is final, motions in. It should be seen within the reach, needed distance to be closed. So this, as time together grows, stretching further than choice, spoken finally as this purpose. Less than conversation, touch taken. What is forgotten becomes remembrance. Take some time, yes, being with. Take some time, yes, being with. Take some time, yes, being. was a, from across some distance. It was your presence, then your eyes. How you appeared so like yourself. Wise, gentle, and yes, beautiful. So that to share such spirit and such joy, so much comfort and expectation, how you effortlessly mirrored yourself, wise and gentle and yes, beautiful. Driving through the early morning wind, driving a will and a life-like understanding, how you always seem to arrive there, wise and gentle and yes, beautiful. Mistakenly would you be called selfish. Mistakenly misjudged, you defend accusations, however burdensome, with clarity's emotion, wise and gentle and yes, beautiful. And to touch you was a gift bestowed and desired. Even though there is this fall overpowering us at this very moment, not like fall color overcomes you at last. Spectacular and emotional beauty seen, felt, for fall is what is first. One meets a friend differently on the street, seeks things differently, and now the reason becomes fall. Becomes again a way different. And even though there is this poem, this hell of a change, some great change now, now you must have remembered what it was. Now was how differently we find ourselves explaining the strange way in which we look. Let the storms begin again and again. If they must, so I suppose they must. I suppose we must subject ourselves now to a punishment that has been named. Fall. Look it so you can say you see. Fall. How the facade F hides us all so well. Yes, we make a joke here in our lives. Lucky there hasn't been many storms. Lightning, thunderous, wind blowing, wind storms this fall. Two loves as different as this or anyone knows falls, remembers. They do not feel the same as I do. I'd rather not die at all or in spring than some fall, says the poem. What you think, it continues like this for time. Winter? What about winter? Leaving summer. Probably there is very much to rather about. It takes a while coming from such a place different as it is, as the seasons are now, and as the poem itself has never been before. Remembering the candles that have burned down. So beautiful, color-filled, and fantastic. Some as necessary as life itself ought to keep living. Some placed so close to the wall, there's fear of fire. Wow, man! You had to move those candles from the wall so no fire would happen? You must be buzzed, brother! The candles remembered on your birthday cake. Dinner candles that waxed on the dining room table during a light night supper forgotten. Remembering the candles. Candles, such an only source of light. Scented strawberry, vanilla, musk. Good old susceptible youth. How we thought before we could think. Reaching for early glitter, wax, wick, flame, and emotion. Take hold to passions, wrestle down the weak. Loss of breath. Knowing mercy, release at will, wonder for those needing something. In the way of such trust, let loose lust, reason, and understanding. Shake a chill from winter's bones, laughingly loosened for spring. Yes, it is the thunder sound dance of winds which brings some rain. Then shall earth drink freely down to life roots, awaking, stretching, from headwaters, rivers swelling, rolling, clearing, and joining the sea. Youth smiling in the sun, and age icing in the remembrance. The other end of touch. How strong and often overcome. Crepes are reused tea bags. Cold winces many steps trying not to fall. Fall. It was done with ease of spending. Separating carpuscles, slowing down the gathering of assembly. Reaching one conclusion past some other disillusion. Oh, how strong. Strongly at a simple tug of will. When with winter watching cold is age icing. So many sun watchings running to windows to watch each other in saying, replentiment, replentiment. And a dream. Always in a budding fragrance. Winds, wondrous winds, like clear calm but for rippled puddles on sidewalks, street, church, lot, school yard, round building corners, bouncing as to be in search of her nest, stripped of its wild. wondrous, winding, reeking, empty of clarity, cloud-bringing commotion, whispering, whispering winds of such great emotions to seem of no end. Willful enough to hand warm restored faith as the sun to believe on richness bewilderer. Lest no name call out such dependence. Considering spring spoken in a low speech like hope. Day and night dreaming only probable that is praying. Imagination, conjuration, means of mind passing time. How's it days seem longer or just breath quickened anticipation? Manifestations toward desire begun at the heart flow out. Past pronounced intimidation toward reasoned will continuation. Often now, this simple recollection thing. Warm sun, early spring, my lawyer. As I said, I wasn't going to say much about the individual poems. I'll say something about this because I wanted to do this with voices, different voices, and I did not have the time in order to get it together. This is the newest thing done. So I'll give you a hint on that. And if you hear me sounding weird, that's because it's the first time I've read this thing. Plus, I might try to do some voices in it. I don't know if I can. I really won't keep you much longer. This is not even the title piece, but it's for all of you. Once in passing, did they pause? Each one seeing how they looked that way. Continuing then somehow given cause, each mirrored image seen that day into the night, the sleep, the dream. A longing grew, an oddly gentle thing. As if my eyes now touching each vision memory had misplaced, those things seemingly fallen now reflect lifelike understanding. As if distance had been closed, what will remain became uncovered. Standing that feeling all directions, clarity echoed toward my progression. Twice they returned to find their place. Each had been changed to this new way of thinking. What world becomes itself outraged? Disenchanted and uncompromisably restrained, stringing out possibilities now tangled and torn, worn, warned, wearing obvious disbelief. One continually misunderstanding such. Come to me from where it is that you are. Pack up what is that understanding and come. Down from the high place, the white place, pure. pure water place, the singing wind's place, unbuttoning your layers as you come. Up from some innocence, earth, ground, grass, roof, push on, pull on an emerald garment and come. Out from where those eagle feathers falling land, golden in your aura, come to me. Over from that beginning place, quiet and still as black, that coming from place, come to me. Those doors will be open, sashes unhooked, windows wide, bricks from the walls will be each one crushed and returned to dust. Come to me. Anyway, this day, this month, this year, this breath, knowing the way that it is, do not rest. Come to me. Come to me. Deliver contented the way that you are. It is, was, or ever could be. Come to me broken and broke, beaten and beat, shoved and shoving, shared and sharing. Come caring to this place that so cares. As thought that you seem to have forgotten for as long as you care, which now and with total recollection returns as a muffled sound, soft drone sound. Come. Come to me as you come to yourself place. There's a way that we think when we don't think at all. And as old as we've become, it seems that harder. No isolation thing, no daydream, a truth, a very true happening. So clearly, suddenly, how we're seen. You look, and I looking face. Such willingness of the moment in this place. Gather the children and come to your place. Tell them ancestries and your knowledge. Such young learning needing understanding. Tell them the stories and hear them tell them. Gather the children and come as a race, a belief, way that it's been. Bring them, come. Children so finely of a parent planet. Come to me where seen is out and beyond land, sea, sky, and desire. Beings each other. Oh, arrive! Arrive before there is no longer any trace. Come to me from that place so far. Come to me from where it is that you are. Two more. And I'll quit. I saw angels dancing. Dancing angels. And when they disappeared, I thought joy was gone forever. Then I got a gift. A gift from one who loved me. And it said, life spills itself in the snow. Spills across what we see and understand. Spills past what we can never fully know or truly believe. Out beyond. Remember it as the greatest giving. I'll leave you with one to tell your children.